8. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Welcome to the Department of Transportation. How can I help you?
Well, I have a bit of a problem. I'm taking a class this semester, but I'm going to graduate once this semester is over. So I don't want to buy a permit for the whole year because it is too expensive.
You can try parking at the parking meters.
Well, I'd park there, but I won't have time to fill the meter. I don't want my car to get towed or ticketed. I really need a place to park.
Unfortunately, the university doesn't sell permits in semester increments. I'm not exactly sure why we don't, but I don't think that the policy will change anytime soon.
That's what I thought.
There's another option, though. You could park in the visitors' parking structure by the practice field. It's only $1.60 an hour, and it's centrally located.
I'd do that, but my class meets 5 days a week, and I think that the cost would add up to about the same amount as buying a permit.
Well, what time is your class?
I think it's around 4 o'clock. It's later in the afternoon.
After 4, the visitors' parking only costs $1 an hour. So it'll be close to half the cost of the permit, and it'll actually save you a good amount of money by the end of the semester. I think that the parking structure is your best option.
I'll do that then. Thank you for being so helpful.
You're welcome, and good luck with your class.
1. Why does the student go to the Department of Transportation? 2. What is the student's major concern?